We're in Siman Tafnun Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Hadaf she'orchin olav kol hashana. A board on which you knead dough all year long. V'chein arev she'loshim ba. So the daf is actually where you roll out the dough, and the arev is a mixing trough where you knead the dough. Tzrichin hagola, the mechaber holds they need hagola, and hagola works. Hagov lo mahani be kilu pekli umnis. The Rama says it's not enough just to sand it down. It's not enough to remove the outer surface. Hagola is necessary to extract what's absorbed into it. V'haminag, says the Rama, shelo leishtamish bepetzach ba'arevis v'dafin shaloshna aleim kol hashana afil ayidei hagola. Our minig is not to use anything that you actually knead or roll out dough during the year. V'chein ikr. And that is for an isbar le'elsimint of sivir aleph. Our minig is not to use them even by way of hagala. We are afraid that since the dough actually became chametz in there, we are afraid that it is so absorbed in it that hagala won't extract it, and on Pesach it is still going to be giving off chametz. Now, what we're talking about is this is a board that you roll out the dough regularly, or a mixing trough where you knead the dough regularly. That's why the minig is to be machmir. You leave the dough on there, and it happens on a regular basis. We say that it is full of chametz. If you just used it once, hagala would certainly help for it. Now, back at the end of Tuf Mem Beis, the mechaber said that you should not use your mixing trough because we're afraid that you can't get all the chametz out of it. So you have to say that either the mechaber meant there it's ideal not to use it, or he was only referring to a mixing trough there that was made of different pieces and were afraid that this chametz caught in between them. Whereas if it's all one big piece, you wouldn't have to worry about it. Now, la halacha, even according to the minig of the Ramah, the halacha is if it's one piece and you did hagola on it and you also sanded it down, then you could actually use that on Pesach. Now, in the case of something that you just use once for dough, even though it rose in it, the halacha is that you do hagala, but hagala once is enough. The Mishtabura has a tzad that in a keli matchis, when you're dealing with metal, hagala should work because hagala always works for it, and the fact that it was used as a mixing trough won't make it any worse. In a case of a board that you roll out dough on, if you did hagala and then cover it with a tablecloth, the Mishnah Berurah is matir to put hot matzah on it. Whereas if you didn't do hagala on it, then it's only if you're putting cold matzahs. But to go knead on it, there the Mishnah Berurah never allows that because we're afraid that whatever chametz it absorbed by way of it, the dough actually is left to rise on it, is so deeply absorbed that it can ruin it'll ruin the matzahs that you put on it. Lemaisa, the minag is not to use any keli that you use during the year for kneading dough on. Anything that during the year you use for dough, for allowing the dough to rise on, for rolling out dough, these are considered like these are kelim that are made for chametz itself. We don't use them on Pesach altogether.